be actually changing the podcast.
TVI episode, I think it's 182.
182?
Yeah, we've done a lot of episodes. Wow. How many episodes are you on?
We're like 50.
Okay, that's still a lot, seeing as you started much later than
I
that.
I feel like we've been stuck on 50 for like 10 weeks.
It's the hard one to get off.
Yeah, just getting past the 50 mark.
Basically we've got train issues in the London area. Sounds like I've just done even breaking news. Right, guys, let's go to the trains. But Julian Dean currently stuck on a train from Blackheath. Elliot Steele stuck on a train from Fulton Heath.
Michael Oduwale, here.
Yeah, even though you live the furthest out of everyone.
I live the furthest away, but I made it.
But yeah, but you said you're now on the Elizabeth line.
Oh, we love the Elizabeth line.
What do you think about it? Because I've been on it twice. Once to Heathrow.
Yeah.
Once I was doing a gig in, where is it? Sort of east, not east, west.
Yeah.
But like basically the Bearcat Comedy Club.
Yeah.
I've got a second, they've got another club that they do.
I've not been invited.
Once a month. And it's like in, it's like halfway between, say it's that strip between Paddington and Slough, basically.
Yeah.
It's like halfway between there. And it's got a stop round the corner. So I looked at my timings and it was quite tight doing a double.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can definitely make it if I get that Elizabeth line. It stops around the corner. Turns out they don't tell you that sometimes a day it doesn't stop at all stops. So I'm on the train thinking, I'm going to walk in there with 10 minutes to my stage time, loads of time, even though it's tight double. And I just sat on the train as we went through the station and just went so much further. Like I had to get an Uber back and
for the heart when you go past your stop.
Mm.
Like, oh my gosh. Do you know what? I have a lot of problems with Sadiq Khan, but
it sounds like we're going to go to detour.
This Elizabethan line, I might give him another term.
Yeah.
Just to see what other lines or ideas he has.
Did they actually do it though? I've always thought the London Mayor's a bit of a, you know what I mean? It's a bit of a sort of just a figurehead more than actual somebody who does stuff.
I'm not going to lie. Do you feel like Boris was doing stuff? I feel like he was doing a lot.
I'll tell you what Boris did very well was take credit for shit that was already happening.
Right.
Remember the bikes, Boris bikes. Everyone still calls them Boris bikes. You know, they're Santander bikes now.
Yeah.
That was a Ken Livingstone policy that he got funding for.
No way.
All the infrastructure sort of started. And then Boris came in and that's when it really got built. And Boris has always sort of just quietly claimed it, even though he had nothing to do with it.
I feel like it was the alliteration. Like
Boris Bikes. Yeah.
And I don't know what we would have called him.
Yeah, you can't. There's no Ken Livingston. There's nothing.
You know, like that's
Ken Mobile.
Ken Mobiles?
Yeah.
That could have worked.
I don't know. Yeah, and who was after Boris? Was it Sadiq after Boris? Was there an in-betweener?
No, I think it
might have been Sadiq, straight.
I think straight, because he's had a couple of goes at it, hasn't he?
He's not been doing a good job, man. I don't want to sound...
But I don't think anyone could do a good job. I think it's a bit of a poison chalice.
What, being a mayor?
Well, yeah, I don't think, because basically you don't control all your funding.
Yeah.
You get given money by the government, so and then you can just try and get shit done. But it's not like people think the mayor can just do what they want. They can't do nothing. I think it is just a bit of a, you know, it's a title more than a hard job.
I always feel like, after my comedy career kind of wraps up, I'm going to make a run.
For mayor of London.
Just like in my 50s. That's if I have a successful comedy career.
Or a very controversial.
Right.
And then you're going to go for that Lawrence Fox vote.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I feel like, in my 50s, that's kind of the run.
Didn't he run for some, was it a local part of government or was it the last mayoral election?
Lawrence Fox.
Lawrence Fox.
He used to be married to Billy Piper, didn't he?
I know. And that, I mean, what a, that must eat him up because like,
I'd
say when he married her, you know, he was sort of a relatively successful TV actor.
He was on like detective shows on ITV.
Yeah. Billy Piper hadn't really, I think, fully established herself as a very, very good actor yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she still was a bit, she had that hangover of she was Billy Piper, the singer who married Chris Evans.
And then was this before Doctor Who or after Doctor Who?
I reckon this might have been around the time. That was the thing. And I remember seeing her in an amazing play at the Young Vic.
Mm.
Where I went in even a bit cynical, like, it's Billy Piper, man. Yeah. How good shouldn't she be? And she was absolutely brilliant. I think she won awards for it and stuff. And then since then, she's gone on to be, like, a brilliant actor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Hate Susie is one of my favourite
I've not seen it yet,
TV
but
shows of the last 5 years.
Heard it's really good.
So it's fucking brilliant. And she's amazing at it. So, like, you know, imagine that. Imagine he was the actor. She was Billy Piper.
Yeah.
And now she's a super successful, sort of critically acclaimed actor. and he's hosting GB News chat shows.
I feel bad for that. Like,
dug out online.
I feel bad. Like, I don't imagine that he was. I wonder how much he was like that when they were married for him to like. I feel become like this.
I feel like he has followed a similar trajectory to some sort of middle-aged white male comedians whose careers didn't go where they wanted it.
Yeah,
and now are basically Twitter conspiracy theorists.
That's what makes marriage so scary, though. You never know what the other person's gonna end up doing. Like, you think Kim Kardashian was ever like, oh, he's gonna be anti-Semite? Yeah.
But you can't. I don't think you can factor that in.
Yeah, yeah.
at the wedding ceremony, you can't think in 10 years how much of a nutter are they gonna be. You have got to play the sort of the
leap of faith,
dealt,
man.
At the time.
It's the leap of faith.
It is, isn't it? It's worrying because, like,
you're married, right?
I'm second married.
Second marriage.
So
yeah.
I imagine my first wife has a similar feeling. In that we were, you know, but when we got together, I was a very different person.
Meat eater.
I wasn't a comedian, so this was just pre-comedy.
Shit, you're a different person.
Yeah. So, and basically, by the time we split up, I was a touring, you know, traveling the world doing comedy, and like it must have been horrible for her.
Must be so weird.
Go out of a bloke who was doing accounts for a media firm, I just had a general normal life, and then within a decade, I was gone. Jeez, 3 weekends in a month, going to Australia. You know what I mean? Like, it must have been brutal. And I was also. That them early years of comedy, you get obsessed with comedy. And it's all you can think about.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, now I'm a much better partner because comedy's like, you know, when I'm doing comedy or when I'm sitting and writing comedy, they're the only 2 times I think about comedy. I don't really pay any attention any other time. So actually now I'm a much more balanced
more
human
grounded,
being.
Grounded, normal human being.
Yes.
I think I'm getting out of that comedy obsessive stage. And just kind of having a more balanced relationship with myself and the world around me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Part of it, I think, comes with finally getting out over that sort of being a new comedian barrier. Once you're out of that group, you don't feel as you've got to try as hard.
Yeah.
You sort of settle into the fact that I'm just a comedian now. You lose the new bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just a comedian.
But even more than that, just like finding an identity outside of... Because obviously we start doing this and a lot of comedians are nerds and, you know, losers. Yeah. So then you do this, you go successful, becomes your whole life.
Company excluded.
Yeah, no, of course. We're cool. But, you know, it's like trying to find your identity as a human being outside of that. I think it's important. Well, in anything that you love, like if this goes away, like it did 2 years ago for a lot of people and a lot of people that didn't handle it well.
Oh, that's just the thing. The people that tie up too much of themselves in comedy, they fucking struggle during COVID.
Yeah, man.
Whereas like myself, I loved it.
I enjoyed it, man.
Loved it. Yeah, you know I mean, it's that thing because I know I didn't. But no part of me thought, well, that's the end of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it's a hiatus.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, well, I know I can come back and I'm going to be a comedian after it.
Yeah.
So why not I just enjoy the not being out of the house 4 nights a week?
In Carlisle.
Why not enjoy watching The Masked Singer? Yeah. That's what I started thinking. On a Saturday night, I hadn't watched Saturday night television in 15 years.
Wow.
And then suddenly I'm at home on a Saturday just watching shit, absolute shit. And that sounds rude saying that about my Masked Singer because Joel Domit hosts it, who's an old mate. But, you know, it is.
They know what it is.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then no one's going to say, you know. It's not
this is art.
Yeah. So I think, but it's fun shit is what I mean. It's proper like Saturday night entertainment.
Yeah. You're able to watch it and not think about this is where society is at right now.
That's what I mean. You know, it doesn't. Everything you watch doesn't have to be a harrowing documentary.
It doesn't have to be a Norwegian police
drama. I'm finding that at the minute. I'm watching, I'm working my way through The Sopranos. Never watched The Sopranos.
Mm.
I watched the first season when it came out and loved it, but then it just got away from me. It's one of the ones that just, like The Wire, I've watched the first season of The Wire at the time, never got to finish it. And I know I'll go back to it, but with The Sopranos, like, it's fucking harrowing. It's fun at times as well, but a lot of it is like, but I'm just on to the final. I'm halfway through the final season, and by now so much shit has happened.
Yeah,
I've invested too much of myself into it.
Yeah, that's the perils of binging, man. Because you're watching so much at once.
It's brutal, and like, there's a couple. Obviously, like I'm not no spoilers, but I think anyone who'd watch The Sopranos
spoilers of a 22-year-old TV program.
No spoilers, everyone, on The Wizard of Oz. But no, Sopranos. Like obviously, it's about the mafia, so you know people are getting killed a lot. Yeah. But like, and you know, crucial people and key characters are gonna die.
Yeah.
But it's just when it happens, it's still like it's when still you've invested. Like there was a couple at the end of season five that just done me in.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready for it at all.
That was like the start of like, what they say, the golden age of TV, innit?
Yeah, I reckon that was the one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's why it's sort of the HBO sort of era. Here he is. Oh, Julian Dean's comedian. Train has arrived.
How we doing?
You're the first of the latecomers to arrive. Elliot Steele's still on the train.
We're talking about spoilers of The Sopranos. Yeah. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm afraid.
Spoiler alerts.
Have you spoiled it for everyone?
We have.
No, I haven't said any names or anything.
We gave people a 20-year sort of, you know, gap to try and watch it if they haven't seen it in time.
I mean, that's long enough.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
25 years.
Sit down, go on the mic to speak, because I can just hear your voice really quietly in the background.
Sorry.
Have you got a new vape?
Have you got a new vape?
He lost his
vape. Is this an addition of the show?
I didn't.
Well, he lost his old. Julian famously vapes like every 5 seconds. But you lost your good vape. Have you bought a new vape?
Yeah,
it's quite a 1950s sleeve roll you've gone for on that shirt.
It's got like a Matrix vibe to it.
Yeah, can you show it to the people on the camera there? Just show, move into the big camera.
Is this an addition? I would have been prepared.
All right, save it for Patreon, mate. Save it for OnlyFans. Where you going to go? Come and sit down. Yeah, come and sit down. Don't bang any cameras.
Where do you normally sit? I'm sorry, I don't know.
We normally do. Me there, Julian there, right, guest in the middle.
I normally sit here, so I feel.
But we were going to. Yeah.
So, if I could.
We're going to move. Let's do it. Let's swap seats.
Oh my gosh, let me do this now. This must be terrible for the listeners of the audio.
You know, it shows that it's all done just as live, everyone. We don't mess around with all that sort of editing. We only edit stuff out when it's legally required, which is about once every 2 episodes. We haven't had to edit out any legal shit for a while, actually.
Nah.
Elliot said one of the reasons.
This one's not on. Is that on? I can't. Yeah, let's get that mic on.
Is that on?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, Elliot said one of the reasons we're doing a crossover is because we're talking about a guy who's been done.
Not exactly, but you know, it was Elliot has been embroiled in the online debate about a.
I don't know too much
comedian.
About the legalities of what could be said about. It was on BBC 5 Live, so I'm guessing they've done their due diligence.
Yeah. Well, basically, I do. But should we mention?
He's pleading guilty, isn't he?
Should we wait till Elliot gets here to discuss?
Yeah,
Elliot's,
yeah.
Paedophile.
He's heavily involved.
He's the pedo hunter.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so. What were we talking about? We were talking about Sopranos. Oh, it's done. I was just saying I've invested too much time in it, and now as I'm getting to the end of it, I keep getting really
almost
sad.
Just spoiled the end.
No, don't spoil it. Oh, obviously, I think I know what's going to happen. You can tell what's going to happen, but I'm getting very sad.
Aliens invade.
I'm getting more and more sad every time something bad happens, and sort of the you can feel the end really looming heavily in that last season. It's just it's the inevitable. You can feel it, which is very well done, I think.
Reminder of death.
Yeah.
No, it's just nice.
So you're always saying about how sometimes when you watch shitty popcorn TV, Below Deck would be your one, isn't it?
I'm not Married at First Sight.
Oh, here we go. Fucking hell.
I don't get what. So they get married at first sight.
That they literally.
They just meet at the altar.
But there's relationship people that kind of try and match them personality.
But they don't do it, man. I don't buy that.
But they match
shit.
For drama as well.
Absolutely. I've watched the Australian one, and they match up people that are fucking not matched at all.
What kind of people would just agree to be married on first sight for a TV show?
The sort of people that shouldn't get married at first sight.
The same kind of people that go on Big Brother, I guess, eh? Hmm.
But that's like, you still leave with no commitments. You're going to leave like with a marriage on this show. That's insane.
I don't know if it's actually legal.
I think it is, but obviously it's in Australia. The one I've watched Australia,
it's fine then,
where they have like most countries. England is changing its laws, isn't it? But we're one of the few countries in the West that don't have no fault divorce, where you literally can get married if you ain't feeling it. You can both just get divorced.
What in England? In England?
We don't have that. The UK,
we don't have that.
The UK legally, I think it is currently in the process of changing. We still have somebody has to be at fault. So one of you on the papers has to say it was my doing, essentially.
Yeah.
Or it has to be, you have to have lived
just
separately.
Just blame them, innit?
But if you have to live separately for 3 years.
Just say they got ugly, innit?
It was my fault for being butter.
Who took the blame?
They put on weight, innit?
I very much took the blame. In my first divorce, I very much was at fault on the whole. I'm hold my hands up. 10 years has passed. I'm willing to my say bad. It was my fault.
He had a tiny willy.
Oh, you have to put the reason as well.
Oh, mate. So yeah, of course, it's all in the. It's all, it doesn't, when you
his willy was dead.
When you get the divorce papers, it doesn't say the reason.
No, okay.
That's just a divorce. You are divorced.
Yeah.
Luckily, because I've got it
just
on my
got
wall
that forever. Next to your swimming certificate.
Do you have to appear before an actual judge?
No. It's all just, unless, I mean, imagine, unless it goes
you
to
had to
some
do a jury,
of...
didn't you? I mean, we won't talk about what happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless...
Trial.
No, I think it only ever goes to that sort of arbitration if
did
there's...
Did an OJ.
Full-on arguments about like assets
the
and
condom
kids.
Didn't fit. If they're not fit, but, yeah. You must acquit.
So, yeah, I we didn't have any of that. We just had sort of... solicitors back and forth for a bit.
Oh gosh, marriage, man.
Yeah,
oh,
it was you know,
dramas.
I couldn't go for another.
Have you been
divorce.
Have you married?
No.
Oh,
have good. You?
No. Too young.
Loud out in it.
Nah. I've got nothing to give. You know, I've got nothing to.
Is that on your Hinge profile?
Why don't I get matches?
The pedo hunters here.
Elliot.
He's coming to get me. Yeah.
He's just been getting some people in Asda car park. That's why he's running late.
Elliot, hasn't the man been for enough?
Oh, right. Easy, man.
Sorry, I'm late. But
sorry, don't worry about it. Works. Trains, mate. Trains.
So when I said I was running late, you didn't think to
I
mention...
I when you said you were running late, I was like, I had so many things. I'm like, bit of racial banter on the podcast. And then my train sat outside Bannon for about 40 minutes. And I was like, all right, well...
You know what happens? It happens, yeah.
I was just deleting a lot of jokes I had in my notes ready.
Well, welcome. Finally, everyone's in. Everyone's in the studio. Elliot Steele. Odawale. Oh yeah, what's the chances of us both wearing pink?
Don't know, mate.
We've gone blue.
The chances are quite high now, and you both.
not that great. I love a crossover episode, pink. Man.
Yeah, it's nice. So basically, for anyone who doesn't listen to you do the BTEC philosophy.
Yes.
Currently nominated for. Best comedy podcast.
Yes, along
the
with
British well, Comedy well, Awards.
Yeah.
What a farce.
Yeah. No, we didn't really want it.
I didn't want to play. You know? I didn't give a fuck about stuff like that.
It is actually a travesty, though.
Yeah. Who else is up for it?
38 oven.
Oh, 38. Big cat. Even more rude, actually. Even ruder.
We're too edgy, man. They don't like it.
Yeah, no, it's, you know.
You look at some of the nominations and you're like, they've only done 6 episodes, and then you look at who does it and you go, oh, I don't think it's about who's the best podcast. Like, you go, okay.
But we would love to win.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the nominees.
But there's so many, bro. You have to keep scrolling.
Well, then we'll go through them and give each one an individual review. What is it? The British Comedy Awards?
British National Front.
And
we're in the podcast category.
Best podcast. Is that what it is? Best, funniest? Best comedy podcast.
Just podcast.
Best comedy.
Best, it's a comedy
I think
award.
They have just listed every podcast but yours in Britain.
Yeah, no, we're going to get a lifetime achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a thing we do.
We're presenting
you're
it.
You get like the legend spot at Glastonbury. Yeah.
It's us. We're just following Dolly Parton. Right, who are these? Who's Cold Case... Oh, this is it. This is it. No,
exactly.
This is another year, man. That ain't you. Jamali Maddox.
Yeah, that's our year.
Is this year?
Yeah,
I didn't know Jamali.
He hosts a podcast on ghosts.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows he does.
I don't think he's never put a single thing out about him. But we were like, Jamali, we've been nominated. He was like, yeah, so have I. We're like, all right, that's the end of
really,
that.
Really took,
just killed your vibe.
He's like, oh, I'm in several categories. And we were like, oh, all right. Yeah. Then, well,
all right, cool. How you been anyway? Gulp.
Oh, this was last year's. That's what Jamal. Oh. I don't
he's been nominated twice.
Oh, my God. He won it last year. He was the 2020
fuck off.
He
won it last year.
So he's
he didn't even mention it. He didn't know. I've been to his house and there's probably a plaque and I just haven't noticed.
How do you see the nominees? Let's see the nominees.
I think you have to go to a national comedy.
I ain't got a vote, have I? Fuck off.
You have to, like, scroll.
All right. We've got, you can skip
vote
category.
For other.
Outstanding female comedy entertainment performance is number one. skip that one. Watch it.
Here we are.
Best comedy entertainment show. Oh, there's so many nominees.
I vote for The Masked Singer. You watched that.
Is it on there? I didn't even check. Outstanding Male.
Thank you.
I should have been in contention.
Thank you very much.
I would so love Julian Dean to just be nominated for Standard Man. And it's just like him in like a turtleneck looking really nice.
I found all the nominations if you want to hear them.
I've got them now. Have a Word.
All right, they deserve it. I do love Have a Word. I will say, I fucking love those guys. I do love that all the time. They're always like, biggest podcast in the game, changes the game. And when they got nominated, they were like, hey man, we're up against some of the biggest podcasts. could you vote for us? I was like, wait a second. It was so Liverpool. It was like, you know, when they win the league,
Hey, we've done it on a string shoot budget. the minute they're ninth, they're just like, oh, we fucking can't compete.
The Guilty Feminist.
I thought that Julie would join it. No, that's very good.
That's offensive, man. They're very strong women.
Dear Joan and Jericho.
They're a good couple of holes, them.
Yeah, French and Saunders. Never heard of them.
They have a podcast.
Apparently they do, yeah. It's probably very funny. Three Bean Salad. Oh, that's Mike Wozniak, Henry Packer. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Ain't Got a Clue. Who's that? It's Kay's one.
Yeah, Kay's funny.
Where There's a Will, There's a Wake. The fuck, Kathy Burke does a podcast. Does every cunt do a podcast nowadays?
Yeah, I guess.
He says on his podcast.
his seventh podcast.
Birthday Girls, funny. Like-minded Friends of Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle, very funny. Drunk Women Solving Crime.
That's
Richard Herring. That's obviously Richard Herring. Might as well just, you know, fucking just put him in every time. Beckett and Widdicombe's Parent in Hell. My Therapist Goes to Me. This is a hard category, mate. You guys ain't winning this. sorry to break into you.
Just to be nominated.
Everyone vote for BTEC Philosophy.
Yeah, no such thing as a fish off menu. I mean, off menu. And My Therapist Ghosted Me, I reckon, are the two I'd bet
Parents
money on.
Well,
have a word, because Have a Word will...
Their people are loyal.
They'll get on it.
But in terms of listenership, I would say Off Menu, My Therapist Ghosted Me must be the biggest show.
And Parent in Hell.
I mean, Have a Word's big, though, isn't it?
It is, but it I mean, is. Not in terms of global listenership.
Yeah. Parenting Hell's huge.
But I think Off Menu and My Therapist Ghosted Me is international as well. That's what I mean. So, like, All Killer, No Filler, Evil Genius,
All Killer,
Work.
No Filler. That's good.
Yeah, all very good, but like, yeah, I'm just trying to find anything that could challenge those. There you are, down the bottom.
We didn't even give it. I didn't even do it alphabetically.
I'd argue you've got the least professional thumbnail.
Shot on a Nokia.
Everyone's got a real like graphic designer in. Make us a nice logo, mate. You two just sat here.
Shot for a like, selfie.
They asked us what photo we wanted, and we had a more professional one, but we were like, when we found out like it was like vote by nominate, when it was you win by the vote. We were like, it's just
Oh, that's Shag Married and Annoys.
Yeah,
big,
that's huge.
It? So yeah, I reckon that's a tough category, guys.
Like you said, we're just happy to be in contention.
It's like we're in the lightweight category at the minute of the UFC. Yeah. That's what it's like. There's just too many killers. We're Paddy Pimlet. We've had a bit of blow up, but we're gonna get sparked.
We'd
be fucked if we faced the gay G.
So many boxing. I didn't get any of them.
I don't get any of that either. You're not into mixed martial arts.
Nah, man.
I ain't either.
I know, like, so much. Because Elliot feeds it into the podcast in his metaphors a lot, but I don't. It's just not for me, man. It's too much going on.
I haven't got time for another sport to add to my roster.
Do you watch boxing?
No, and I used to box, but I can't. It's so boring to watch.
It's not.
It can be boring. Yeah.
Tyson Fury's all right, isn't he?
He's a big dude.
It's a fun sport. The problem is, it's on too late. Like, it's like my thing with the NFL. Like, I'd love to get into American football.
It's on too late.
You've got to sit up at 2 a.m. and watch the Red Zone, and then like find out. I don't care.
I don't want, like, you have to pay for it. You have to pay for
UFC.
No, like boxing matches.
Boxing, yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Does you want everything free?
It's just like
They should do it voluntary.
It should be like a stream on the TV.
Yeah, they should be punched
in the day job as well.
Do you hear that the Premier League, they're going to send officers to like crack down on people?
I heard 1,000 people IPTV, in the north, all in like the northwest as well. It's like
imagine watching Palace Forest and then that's where you're in.
Oh man, SWAT team. Yeah.
Shoot your dog, smack a cup of tea out your mum's hands.
That used to be a big thing, the sort of moody boxes. I used to have a mate who could get a proper like knockoff Skybox. Mm. You'd have to pay nothing for. You just plugged it in and it's worked. And
they still
all
bad.
The channels, man.
Yeah, yeah, these are still about.
We
IPTV.
Know a guy who sells boxes, don't we?
Yeah, we're in a WhatsApp group. Yeah.
Can I get one?
Yeah. Okay. You've just heard there's a massive criminal bust going on, and you're like, now's the time to invest.
Like, you can't do it on a laptop. You have to have a TV.
Yeah, of course.
But you get all the channels.
It doesn't have
a TV.
You don't have a television.
No.
How comes? You have a vape.
Yeah, I've got a vape. I do have a TV. I've just never turned it on. It's just on the wall. I just watch stuff on my laptop.
Yeah, that's how.
You know what I mean?
I don't like watching stuff on laptops.
Do you not?
No.
It's easier to download like loads of files, isn't it?
All right. I was wondering how we were going to say.
I'm going to take my OCD meds.
I'm going to take a back seat for this one. You guys go ahead.
I was wondering how we
I'll
were
take the minute.
Maybe we should let's just check right because we need to. We're going to have to. What time we got finished at 12, haven't we? Yeah. So we got 56 minutes to give a rundown of what's going down.
Start with the context.
Should we basically let's do a quick Elliot this week has entered into one of his regular Twitter spats. But it's weirdly the most civil I've ever seen. But considering it's got the worst context.
It was funny, man.
But, I mean, I've never seen someone
who's in the right still come out slightly bad.
I know.
Everyone's on bin side.
I was like, it's true.
He handed it out. Right, like,
somebody who's pled guilty to to downloading like child abuse
images. It was an accident, apparently.
But somehow,
I was reading this response. That's a real classy dude, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny, Elliot, when that happens, man.
So we should actually give a little bit of context without, you know, let's tread relatively lightly, I suppose.
We don't have to tread lightly because the convictions happen.
I know, but we don't really know the actual full story, though, do we? Just know it's a paragraph of information.
See, that's why he's not...
big interviews and he's been on Twitter.
That's what I mean. So we know comedian Tom Binns has pled guilty to downloading illicit images.
Because he is guilty.
I think there's what, 3 or 5? I don't know what the
actual
number.
And one of the charges is making it, but in legal speak, that could mean downloading.
And involving child abuse.
It's
bad. It's big, heavy shit.
I wonder why. Get some images up, Jamie.
Jamie, bring it up.
I love that this is coming 5 minutes after you guys go. I don't know why we don't get nominated for the Channel 4 podcast.
I think that's the context. It's very bad. Horrible. And then basically it came out and naturally comedians on Twitter had an absolute field day. Mm. Twitter, Facebook lit up, right? Because that's what happens. And then I think the worst thing, like basically Tom started replying to people making jokes on social media, this is even a, put park the pedo bit, which I've never had to say before. But if you're embroiled in any legal thing, never reply to anyone on social media. You just hunker down, go quiet.
I suppose from his point of view, he wanted to get his point across.
But that never works.
His lies across.
So what joke did you make, Elliot?
What was it? Let's give us a context.
I said, I first met Tom Binns at a gig in Coventry back when I was 19. He was very rude and dismissive. I imagined if it had been 4 years earlier, he'd have come across quite differently.
Right,
he'd have come across something different.
I thought you were taking a sit back and you've looked straight in with the child sex joke.
And then he ran in to refute that claim.
He kind of apologised for being rude and dismissive as well.
I know, it's hard to watch almost, isn't it? Like, but yeah, so he replied and with a little context of his side of the story.
Yeah.
So the argument is he was going through a sort of psychotic episode.
OCD, and he downloads like millions of images of porn. I mean, who downloads porn?
ADHD pills that gave him OCD.
Right, okay.
It's been disputed by medical people on Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of people come out like, that doesn't quite happen. I don't know.
Well, because like, that is the hard thing. I mean, it's that horrible thing. This is why, again, I think it should be just, you know, if you plead guilty to it, that is essentially an admission of guilt.
Well, it's regardless an admission of what you think. Actually the action of downloading them, but not the admission of doing it on purpose.
But I do think just go quiet because you're just, you're setting up.
You do?
Once all my super injunctions die off, I'm fucked. But basically, I think they're saying that thing about the OCD just gives everyone too much ammo to be like, hang on a sec, mate. Because even I was reading that, come on, man. I've done stronger shit than OCD medication.
Yeah, yeah. You rarely never downloaded. You rarely do that.
I just loved that of all the allegations he had to refute that day, Elliot's was top of his list.
Marlon McCoy said to me and Mrs. was going like, who the fuck looks at you as the way back in?
You are very active in the WhatsApp group, so I suppose he thinks if he can win you over, you'll send out some good vibes in the groups. Now, guys, I think we've misjudged it.
I was like, how much sway in the industry does this company think I have? I can get you maybe on BTEC Philosophers if my degree's in it. I can't get rid of paedophilia allegations.
Yeah. The thing is, it would be 20 minutes talking about the allegations, and then we'll be end up being like, yeah, so what gigs are you at?
Doing Edinburgh, yeah.
I mean, it's show.
He was nominated, wasn't he?
Was he nominated in 2007?
As a fellow nominee, I want to say that we don't condone.
I reckon is if you went back through all the nominations for main awards and newcomer over the years,
it's full of pedos.
There's going to be. Yeah. I would say, and there's not going to be double figures, but
I reckon seven.
I reckon seven.
Year old.
Seven. Bit.
Can you bring up, Lucas? Bring up the Edinburgh Comedy Award website.
So all the nominees.
Pick
200 plus people.
And not just pedos. I reckon if you went through all the lists of nominees over the years, there's going to be some absolute wrongers.
I mean, are we talking about overage women? If we're talking about allegations, then
overage, that's not illegal.
You mean women?
Maybe I'd be on stage.
She's overage.
I reckon, you know, I don't think he's the first nominee to bring shame upon the nominations.
Not
that that's the biggest part of his crime. You brought shame on the Edinburgh Comedy Awards.
Shame on the Perrier.
Give me that shame fucking Perrier back.
I'm going to hand the award I didn't win back in shame.
Who was his year? Because his year, I think, was the year Brendan Burns won it.
Oh, seven, mate.
So it was a troubled year already.
He lost was it 2007?
2007. I think Brendan won it that year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Fucking what a category that was that year. You've got a pedo and an absolute nutcase. sorry, I say that as a mate of Brendan's, but he's insane.
What a party in Lockbar that must have been. That night, fucking energy, cocaine drinks, and just toddlers wandering around.
And Haribo was just
there. It is
2007. Yeah,
it was Andrew Lawrence.
Andrew Lawrence, what a year!
Andrew Lawrence, Andrew Maxwell, Tom Bins, and something called
Pappy's front club. That was the year Pappy's got nominated. Of course it
was. Pappy's are going to get that award. They're going to win it just out of everyone else who's going to suddenly be arrested.
I mean, again, it shows what a year when sort of, you know, Andrew Maxwell's the most normal person in a room. That's a fucking, you know, something's gone wrong. So what was newcomer that year? Does it say? Oh, is that a different page on the website? I don't want to mess up your shit.
2007 was John Richardson, Mickey Flanagan, Zoe Lyons, and Tom Baston.
Tom Baston won it, yeah.
Wow, what a fucking night.
What a year that was. I remember because that was the year I did the Comedy Zone. I remember that. John Richardson's show that year was absolutely brilliant. It was really funny. All of them, I saw some of them as well, but Pappy's show was fucking wicked.
Back to pedos. Yeah, so.
Do you think this is going to be the end of shows about ADHD for a while? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
If anything, that is one thing you have to commend Tom for. Hopefully, he's actually finally put some shame on ADHD rather than it being celebrated as a fucking identity.
I don't see why ADHD would be related to downloading porn and stuff.
Just means you're really good at it.
Yeah, because you're distracted, aren't you?
I don't know, I mean, you've got a bit of focus to get. I'm assuming there's different types of ADHD.
It has been disputed by a medical guy, hasn't it, on Twitter?
Yeah, there's
like an expert on that particular thing.
Right.
Yeah, he came in and was just like, "Yeah, this, this."
He wrote a thread, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did like there was 8 tweets towards it, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, yeah,
I ain't reading that.
Fact.
If it's more than 1 tweet, I ain't reading it. I don't give a shit how important or serious it is.
I mean,
it says 1 of 8. I'm like, well, that is. I'm reading 1 of 8.
Yeah, I'm not reading Ulysses.
Yeah, I'm not reading like I'm not reading fucking 800 characters. It's not a book. Yeah. Twitter, you fanny. Put a funny picture or a dumb joke, or I ain't reading it.
Do you reckon he can come back from this?
I reckon it's manageable.
I don't think it is.
Because he plays a character, doesn't he? So he just, you know.
So he needs
he
to.
Just
do
not
it.
Need to. His character didn't do it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, true. His character likes women.
Yeah.
I know this sounds mental, but I don't know if he would, I don't think he can come back physically on stage.
You think the laws should be changed?
I think he could.
Sounds crazy, right?
No, but I think I do think if he works behind the scenes, he probably could still work.
Like he's a producer. Very...
Mate, come on.
But you want him to direct your show? No, he's run through some ideas with you, man.
I've got a slideshow for the 40-minute mark. Do you mind?
No, but I mean, he's obviously his character.
I'm in a cameraman.
His characters are all very well
good with him.
Created.
You got me download stuff.
No, I think he could. You know, I'm not saying he should or whatever. I'm not talking about the natural ethical dilemma of
he's got to earn a living, isn't he?
But I reckon.
I mean, he's going
to
be in jail.
He's obviously talented enough to.
He will be in
do that behind the scenes, but I don't think the comedy circuit would ever accept him back on stage. I don't think promoters are going to book him.
It's the worst crime.
That's the thing. Weirdly, if he'd committed murder. Mm. And went into jail time for it, come back, you'd probably be everyone.
Yeah.
Depends who you killed, though, innit?
Oh, but like, I don't know. Yeah,
you say murder, like, well, you killed a child. Then you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, can you come and do New Year's Eve for me? That's a spiky mic, I'm going to be tapping him up.
Manslaughter, you could get with.
Manslaughter. But,
I reckon. Manslaughter.
If any of us got done for, like, I don't know, just like a building. We didn't properly regulate. You know.
Grenfell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. He just caused the death of 75 people.
He said, "Nah, they don't need cladding. They need fireproof cladding."
Yeah. No, I think there is a spectrum of crimes that are easily come.
Well, murder is in the context. It could be an okay murder.
Crime of
it?
Passion.
Yeah. Could be I don't know about a crime of passion. Like,
well, no, I think that you come back from crime of passion.
Well, like someone breaking in your house and then you.
I just was really horny.
Absolutely, be fine with that. Yeah.
A crime of passion, though. That's like
a woman could come back from that if she like found her husband was cheating and then like stabbed him 47 times. That's fine. But man, other way round, man killing.
You can't kill your wife, but you can kill the geezer.
Well, yes. The guy can kill the geezer.
I think if you accidentally knock someone down negligent driving or something, maybe
negligent. Negligent driving, everyone. I don't know. I still feel like it depends if it was negligent. That's your fault. Still, technically, you've been negligent.
It depends what was negligent. Like you could have just not indicated.
If he had hit someone on his ADHD medication, that would be perfect.
Yeah. If you overdosed, he's probably a pedo.
Yeah. I think there is someone who who killed someone in a car accident.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce
Jenner did, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm not saying he's doing like just the tonic.
Oh, are you talking about actual comedian?
I think there is one.
Let me just check. Are we on Patreon?
I don't know the name.
Okay.
Well, you've really come in for the most liable episode.
Because there's a Australian comedian who is still knocking around, quite well known. You know, he's not a famous comedian, but he's got quite a sort of, you know, cult little sort of on the circuit. Everyone knows him. And he did prison time for killing somebody.
Ooh. Really?
In a fight. And he had a fight with somebody. The other person had done something quite bad that led to the fight.
It's just a one-on-one
fight. So it was a one-on-one fight. And basically,
weapons
came out, grabbing weapons, and he just fucking shanked the guy.
Well, you're never going to
not... stabbed him? Was it stabbing?
I think it was, yeah.
How long did he do?
I think he did a chunk of time, and then he's back out and back on the circuit, mate.
If you're booking that guy, you're paying him on time.
Yeah.
Like, you are getting the money. Hey, man, don't worry about the 2 weeks. It's in your account.
Yeah. It's cash for you every gig.
Yeah, but it's obviously, you can, again, it's that's within the realms of forgivable behaviour.
It's because they can be reformed, I guess. With paedophilia, people don't think it could be reformed, eh?
Yeah, you're
always a paedo, innit? You.
Yeah. Whereas I think, you know, again, there's probably the liberal in me. I'm sure it is reformable.
In Germany, if you tell them, then they'll I'm a pedo. They won't arrest you. They'll like try and rehab you.
I think it's quite honourable to be a pedo and not do anything about it.
I 100% agree with what you're saying, but the way you said it was so bad.
Well, they should teach like self-control classes. Or
well, this is it. I think there is. I agree. Like,
chocolate.
It is something.
I turn down kids.
Like, in Scandinavia, isn't it a similar thing? Where like, they do treat it as a mental health problem, which it obviously is. You're not fucking normal and like sort or of mentally is it, healthy.
Is it a warped sexual preference? Yeah. Sexuality. Is it a warped
straight
one?
Or gay?
Or is it?
Sorry,
if you just compared it to being gay.
No, I said straight
Elliot
or gay.
Straight or gay.
It's like being gay. Not straight. Straight's normal.
Tom Pins wasn't gay, was he? Like, let's just clear that. I don't want people getting the wrong idea about him. Right?
It's.
But is it a sexual preference?
I reckon we're in for a nod. Next year at the awards.
I don't think people are born pedos, though. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm no expert.
It starts. In
I think
the womb.
If you are a kid, it's fine. It? That's the best age to be a pedo. You're just like, you know, kids.
Most pedos were had the experience as a kid.
I think that's really false. I think they.
No,
like
I think the opposite is false. Like. Most people who were molested turn out to be pedos isn't true.
However,
most paedophiles were molested.
I think it is a very high percentage.
We're the most unqualified people to talk about this.
We are the four leading experts.
Can't even bring up one study, one statistic. pure vibes.
I've heard that as well, actually.
Hi,
everybody. That's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/...
We are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's triple X.
It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what it is. Three?
We've got £3, £5... 10 and 20.
I mean, the 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue, extra episodes, and
hours and hours. There's
100?
100 hours.
Extra sort of episodes. And the £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise, just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye-bye.
Love you.